And it's time now for School Talk. Joining me now in studio, Superintendent of Schools, Goshen County, Ryan Kramer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, very well. It's a beautiful morning.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Really nice outside.
It is. Even getting to the point of almost baseball weather here.
Well, softball started.
Yes. Yeah. So, they did really well, actually, their first couple of games. And they got a first home game today, so it'll be exciting. So, but tomorrow is our 16th Intervention Extension Friday. Certified staff are working with students in the program from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then at 10 a.m., non-certified staff will continue the program from 10 to 12. Parents do have the option to pick up their children at 10 a.m. from the program. Transportation services are operating at 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. We have our 17th Intervention Extension Friday on April 12th. Prom dress and tuxedo donations are still needed. It's coming up very soon. Dresses, tuxedos, shoes, belts, jewelry are all accepted and welcome. Please contact Miss Racine at Torrington High School to drop off information. You can call the school to get a hold of the office or Miss Racine at 307-532-7101. Prom dresses and tuxedos are available for free for students to use at the upcoming prom festivities. If your student is interested in seeing the available tuxes and dresses, they can see Miss Racine, Jaden Wonder, or Audrea Derby for questions and appointment setups in room 217 at Torrington High School. Continuing next week, kindergarten pre-registration for Lincoln Elementary School from March 18th through April 5th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. On March 25th and 26th, they will be open until 7:30 p.m. It's also available online or in person. Children must be 5 years old on or before August 1st, 2024, to be admitted to kindergarten. However, if your child will turn 5 between August 2nd and September 15th, please refer to District Policy 5101. The phone number there is 307-532-4003. You can also email the Lincoln office at lincoln-office@goshen1.org. Please provide a copy of birth certificate and shot records by email, fax, or you can bring them in person. THS would like to thank all the parents and students that attended parent-teacher conferences on Monday and Tuesday of this week. TRAIL parent-teacher conferences will take place on Monday, March 25th and Tuesday, the 26th until 7:30 p.m. Lincoln parent-teacher conferences will also be held on March 25th and 26th, starting at 3:45 and going until 7:30. The Lincoln Elementary second grade botanical gardens field trip will take place on Thursday, March 28th. LaGrange parent-teacher conferences will take place on Tuesday, March 26th until 7:30 that evening. District-wide junior ACT will take place on March 26th with a start time of 8 a.m. Good luck to our juniors across the district on taking this assessment. THS juniors will be offering breakfast for them at 7:15 a.m. at the THS Commons in preparation for the ACT on that morning of the 26th. THS Choir participated in the music performance assessment in Casper on Monday and Tuesday of this week, and the results were fantastic. Choir Concert received 2 superior ratings and the top award. Advanced Choir received 2 superior ratings and the top award. Women's Choir received 2 superior ratings and received 2 perfect scores from both judges and also received the top award. THS Band also participated in the music performance assessment in Casper, and the concert band received superior ratings from both judges. The Lingo Fort Laramie kindergarten through second grade concert will take place tonight, March 21st at 6 p.m. Lingo Fort Laramie K through 12 student-led parent-teacher conferences will be held on March 27th until 7:30 p.m. that evening. Southeast parent-teacher conferences will be held Tuesday and Wednesday, March 26th and 27th until 7:30 both evenings. Some FFA updates. Miss Juma and her group qualified to present in the final round at the Wyoming FFA convention in the conduct of chapter meetings. The team was the second high team in the written exam, and other teams that move forward to state convention are Cheyenne Central, Natrona County, Sheridan, Laramie, and Thermopolis, who will make up the final round of teams at convention. Those team members are Charlotte Speckner, Ava Mattis, Addie Hager, Afton Hager, Taylor Cushman, Tatum Carlson, and Maddie Booyer. In agronomy, Wyatt Sylvester was the high individual in the written exam. Carter Groney and Carter Hendricks were the high individuals in ID and crop analysis. Connor Correll was the high individual overall in agronomy. The Torrington Lingle team was the high team overall, and Farm and Ag Business Management was the high team overall. The team will compete again on Saturday at Casper College, and they will compete in the Employment Skills, Livestock Evaluation, Agronomy, Farm and Ag Business Management, and Poultry Evaluation. Today and tomorrow, Southeast FFA will travel to Powell to compete in the Environmental and Natural Resources, Ag Sales, Meats, Livestock, and Horse Judging. Torrington Middle School is traveling to Newcastle today for a middle school track meet starting at 11 a.m. Also today, girls softball will play their first home games of the season in a doubleheader at 3 o'clock at Jordan Park against Laramie. On Friday, girls varsity soccer will travel to Worland for their first tournament of the season and will play their first game at 8 a.m. Also on Friday, the varsity boys soccer team will also travel to Worland to play at 4 o'clock. Friday, the Lingo Fort Laramie and Torrington High School track teams will travel to Scotts Bluff for a track meet starting at noon on Friday. On Tuesday of next week, boys soccer will travel to Gehring to play a JV and varsity matches starting at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., the JV girls soccer team will play Gehring here at home with the varsity girls to follow at 6. We have some new job opportunities for immediate openings and some openings that have been posted in the district for 24-25 school year. For immediate openings, we have a full-time custodian position that is shared between Lincoln and Trail Elementary. We are now accepting applications for the 24-25 school year for the following positions: a special education teacher shared between Lingle and Southeast schools, two Lincoln Elementary teachers, two Trail Elementary teachers, two special education teachers at Torrington High School, a secondary math position at Torrington Middle School. Please visit the district website at goshen1.org and click on Job Opportunities for the most up-to-date list of openings. Also, please visit goshen1.org or our Facebook page for the most up-to-date information about the school district. A lot of things going on. Like I said, the weather's nice, so we got soccer, softball, track, all sorts of our spring sports going out there, and our FFA kids are ramping it up for state convention, and the musical groups, the choir and the band, did an outstanding job up in Casper, so it's lots to celebrate this week.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan Kramer, Superintendent of Schools, Goshen County, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Sounds good.
All right.